Last time we mentioned that according to many poskim of recent generations, there are grounds to be mako to not require a tafas dan bris in the aftermath of what we refer to as a mila l'shem yadu. It's a situation where a baby, or anyone for that matter, receives a mila with the assumption that he was Jewish, when in reality he wasn't halachically Jewish, and that mila wasn't done b'fnei bezdin, typically, it wasn't done l'shem geirus, it was done l'shem yadu. So since where Mekel push comes to shove, that the Bezin is an Akiv for Mila, and there's the counter concern that doing an unnecessary Hatafa could violate an Isur Chavala, so many Poskim be noted are Mekel not to require Hatafasam under the circumstances, that even if it wasn't L'Shem Geiris, you don't need L'Shem Geiris per se in Kuva. When it comes to Mila's Geiris, we mentioned Zvi Pesach Frank and Ramosha and Rav Avadia and others. We didn't really give much attention to the other position, which isn't as clear in the literature, but they quote, in that context, a comment of the Tosfos Yeshanim, which is echoed by a Chassam Sofer, who I don't know if the Chassam Sofer had our Tosfos Yeshanim.
Probably not.
So it was first printed in Vilna Shas, but it wasn't printed before, so I don't know. It doesn't seem like he did, because otherwise he probably would have quoted it. So the Tosfos Yeshanim is bothered by the following kasha on Daf Nemvav Amud Beis. The Gemara Nemvav Amud Beis quotes a machlokes Tanayim. It's about a third of the way down. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Amar Chiyavar Abba, Amar B'Yochanan. Le'olam inu gera shiyim ol v'yitbo. Shita yach rabba machacham Rabbi Yossi. Titanya. Hareisha bavi amar malti velo tavalti. A person comes and says, I already underwent a mila l'shem geiris, but I didn't yet do tefillah. Like the guy who called me from Florida who said he circumcised himself and he just needed to go to the mikvah. So mabila noso umavakach divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you're allowed to be matil him. Umavakach. What does that mean? Umavakach? Look at Rashi. Mabila noso v'havi kisrael ma'alya. So you can proceed with a tefillah. The Ein Sarach lived up the Edim and Milas L'Shem Mitzvah Mila. You don't have to check whether the Mila was done L'Shem Mitzvah Mila. Umavikach. In Ein Milas L'Shem Mila, hold the Tavo B'Tfilah Sagi. So even if the Mila wasn't done L'Shem Geiris, meaning L'Maisa, he's Gemalt, you can look and see that he had a Mila. So that's not a question that's in dispute. The question is, in what context is the Mila done? So Rashi explains, even if the Mila wasn't done L'Shem Mila, it was done, let's say, for medical reasons. But bottom line, all you need is a tefillah for the geiris to be chal. Rabbi Yossi Omer Eima Bilin. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you're not allowed to do tefillah on this guy unless you're mevarer more about the mila. Why? Says Rashi. Shema Rabbi Maho V'Givoni Mahohu. Maybe he was circumcised as an Arab. V'Tzarek L'Hatif Menadam Bris. And you require Tavas Amris because you need Mila and Tfila, and presumably you need Mila to be done L'Shem Geiris. The Tavas Yishan is bothered by the following Kasha. Diba Mask of Yossi Amr Eima Bilin. So he's Mefarish like Rashi. Then he says, V'tema. Demash of Dalach. Okay, and it sounds like we Paskin like Rabbi Yossi. That here you do need to do at least a hatafa. You can't rely on the mila. Da'achi isa b'maskana the lachuk of Yossi. U'bishabes mashma the gerish in iskay kishumal beisol amr einu sarf lahatif mimenu dam bris da'bi lenechel kual katan kishumal v'kaimolan the lachuk of beisolal v'luchay nira divadi in sarf. So the Tosi Shodim assumes we saw this as one day in the Bali Tosos last time in Shabbos Kuflam Hey. So the Tosfos Yeshanim assumes that we paskin that Gersh and Iskayer, who is already Mahol, does not require a Tafa. So we ourselves don't paskin that way, we paskin that he does require a Tafa. But the Tosfos Yeshanim assumes here, like the day that he does not require a Tafa. So he's bothered, 1 second. In Shabbos we say, Gersh and Iskayer, Kishum Mahol, doesn't require a Tafa. And here Rabbi Yossi saying that if the Geiris wasn't done, if the Mila wasn't done, the Shem Geiris, he do require a Tafa. So Tosfos Yeshanim continues, the time of Rabbi Yossi mishum debay tvila in mila, v'zeh shema lo ma lishma. So the reason Rabbi Yossi here says you require a tafi Caroline the Mila is maybe the Mila wasn't done Lishma. On this guy Kishumal, Moda, the Aina Sarfahati Pimena Dambris. Tahakagara Mishum the Mal Shila Lishma, Minol and Mahal, Davistama, Delo Avid, Velo Midi. So the Tazi Shana says here is worse. That if you are Mal for another reason, that a Rabbi Mahal who's Mal because he has a cheshbon why he's being mal, but it's not because of our religion. So that's worse than nolan mahol, where there's no machshava at all. That's just bistam. Lachay nira the gersh in this guy kishum mahol, ein sarach latif kedarina bis hillel bishabis, the kazish nolan mahol sarach latif. Fine. So what the Tazi Yishanim seems to say is that there's a difference within Rabbi Yossi. Again, the Tazi Yishanim is working within the presumption is based on the Shita of the old Paschal, like as far as the need for a Tafa by Gershon Skaki Shemo. But he seems to distinguish between where something is done Bistam, or where Nol and Mo, where there's no Kavan at all, and where something is done for some other reason. And there, that's a Pisarim, at least in the context of Geirus, that is not L'shem Geiris. The Chazon Sofer doesn't make that exact distinction with Tosfos Yeshanim, but he writes as follows. The Chazon Sofer is in Yoredei, a Simon Shin. Yoredei, a Simon Shin. He quotes the Yaivitz, who's essentially bothered by the same Kasha as the Tosfos Yeshanim. And he says, no Kasha at all. Why? There's a difference between Gerish and Iskayer and a regular Mila for a Jew. Gerish and Iskayer, there's more of a need for Kavana L'Shem Geiris, that he's doing the Mila L'Shem Knisa L'Das, to become Jewish. By a regular Jew, you don't necessarily need Kavana L'Shem Mila. That's no different than any other mitzvah, where even if Mitzvah Svichas Kavana, but even if you don't have Kavana, the effect of the mitzvah is still present. So if you don't have Kavanah L'Shem Mila, the Mila is still a good Mila. You don't need to do Hatafa when it comes to Mila for a Jew. But in the context of Geirus, maybe there's a higher threshold, and you need the Mila to be L'Kavanah's Geirus. That's what's quoted to explain the position that a Mila L'Shem Yadus may not be sufficient, even though you could still argue that there's a difference between Shalom L'Shma Klal, where you do a Mila L'Shem for some other reason, and there it's not in the context of Geiris at all, and the Mila L'Shem Yadus, where there is a certain Knisa L'Bris of any Jew that is at play. As we discussed in Rishonim last time, Machlokas, the Ramban, the Rashba Ritva, whether there's a need for a Tafa for B'nai Levi and Mitzrayim, that according to those Rishonim that there is no need for a Tafa, it's because there that was a Mila L'Shem on some level of Knisa being part of the Jewish people, which may be sufficient for L'Shem Geiris as well. But anyway, that's what's quoted for those who are Machmir on this Shaila of requiring a Tafa for Mila L'Shem Yadus. We did also note last time that Rav Moshe in Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Nun Ches does not require a Tafa in a situation of a Mila L'Shem Yadus. However, there are other Chuvas of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe seems to be Machmir. Rav Moshe is Machmir. And the Mishnah Sagir points out that this appears to be a stira in Rav Moshe's. There is another Chuva, Chelek Beis Simen Kuf Kafes. Chelek Beis Simen Kuf Kafes. Same storyline where someone was given a Mila as a baby where the mole presumed that the child was Jewish, but in fact the child does not look like Jewish. And at some point later, this person undergoes a Geirus. So there, Rav Moshe paskins that it is better to do Hatafa since the original Geirus wasn't, the original meal was not L'Shem Geirus. Rav Moshe writes that his way as well in Chela Gimel Simen Kofei. Chela Gimel Simen Kofei, a woman had a reform conversion, had a baby boy, the baby was presumed to be Jewish, they did a Mila when he was a baby, and now he's becoming more observant, he wants to be properly Megayer. So Rav Moshe says it's preferable to do Atafa Stam Bris in that situation. L'chafila, Shasat Chak, where there's a medical concern, so then you could be mekel. But l'chachila, Rav Moshe there does require hatafa. Rav Asher Weiss, in that volume of Kovet Darchei Rav on Geirus, volume Yud Beis, he writes there that he's of the position when it comes to Geirus, you have to do everything al tzad Yosef Tov because it's so consequential, and therefore even if there is a shayla as to whether hatafa is required, better to be machmir to require hatafa, and he doesn't seem to be bothered by the chavala ramifications like the Milchas Yitzchak that we saw last time. He also wasn't bothered by chavala where there's a tzarech, it's not derech mizayon, and you're doing it to fulfill a legitimate sheep. Okay, so again, my sense is that the majority of Batei Din and the broader consensus among the poskim is not to require hatafa under these circumstances where milah dan l'shem yadis, but there are definitely those who are machmir. And machmir is a kulei chavala, so you have to figure out the justification for that as well, as we discussed last time. Where is hatafa done? Where do you do the prick? So there is a shuah in the Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer, Simon Shin Lamedalit Os Kavzayin. Simon Shin Lamedalit Os Kavzayin. He writes that he had a case of a gerish in his gayer, and he writes he was Koshesh Mitnei HaBezdin. I'm not sure if he means that he wasn't sure if it was done Mitnei Bezdin, or he didn't trust the Bezdin, and he decided to do a hatafa on this person. So I don't know if he's machmer on our previous shayla of a mila shem yadis or what. He doesn't really tell you the details. So he decided to do a tafa in another tefillah to make sure that it was done properly. So the way he writes it, it sounds like they never really encountered this before. They weren't sure where to do the hatafa. It wasn't something that happened every day. So he writes that they decided that they're going to do the hatafa b'makom chibur hatara imagit, the place where the Atara meets the Gid, which is the place that the Chasaf is done by a regular Mila. Chazanish, Simon Kuf Nun Dalid, Dibur Maskel Ul Makom, Kuf Nun Dalid, writes, no, that if you do Atafa there, that's nothing. That's ineffective. The Atafa has to be Lamatam in Atar, has to be further away from the body than the Makam Chibur Hagid im Ha'atara. Most poskim and molim, as far as I understand, assume that the Makam Hatafa is like what the Avnei Nezer writes, the Makam around the Chibur Hagid im Ha'atara. Rabbi Pertinsky, the author of the Sefer Bris, one of the most prominent Mole of America in the last generation, a very important Sefer Mila. So he writes that it's done a little bit above the Atara, but they do quote the Shem or Shalmazam or Rav Yashiv that you should be Machmir to do it in two places to make sure that you get it right according to everyone. That's what Rav Sternbach writes as well, Chelek Aleph Tav Kuf Tesvav, Chelek Aleph Tav Kuf Tesvav, that he's seen in Yerushalayim, the Molim do it in two places, and that's what he paskined as well. Mishnah Sager writes, that's not a good idea, let's have a Mesar to do that, because then you're doing extra Chavala. So in America, that's Kamad not done that way. In America, my sense is that Molim generally do it in the Makom, Chibur HaGid V'Atara, further towards the body, not in the places the Chazanish says. And it's almost not done in America to do it in two places. That's not accepted in Eretz Yisrael. It sounds like there are places that do it. Rav Henkin also has an article about this in Apardes Kislev Tavshin Kaf Gimel. We also write that the accepted practice is to do it in the Makom Chibur Hagid V'Hatara. Okay. I saw in this new Sefer Mishpat Geirim that I was looking at for the first time, that he says, if you do a milu l'shem geirus, even for a gadol, you should have a kiseh shel Eliyahu. So he quotes Shevet Alevi, who says that. But Mechilas Kvod, I don't think the Shevet Alevi says that. Shevet Alevi is chelek hei, semi ratio test. Shevet Alevi is talking about a Jewish gadol. If you do a milu for an adult male, so then you, no reason not to use a kiseh shel Eliyahu there as well. You have to sit on the chair for a minute, and then he goes on the operating table to do the milah. He's not talking about a milah shen gera, so I'm not aware of anyone who has a kisei shelio for a milah l'shem geras. What's the bracha ala milah? So that's a machlokas rishonim, whether there are two brachos or three brachos. So in Shulchan Aruch, Reish Samaches Ifei, Hamalas Agerim, Mevarech Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kedushan Mitzvah Tzivanu Lamol Es Hagerim. That's bracha number one. Va'achar kach Mevarech Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kedushan Mitzvah Tzivanu Lamol Es Hagerim, V'lahatif Mehem Dam Bris, Shemalei Dam Bris, Lon Es Kaim Yishamayim Ba'aretz, Shenemar, Im Lo Bisi Yomam Ba'layla Kukos Shemayim Ba'aretz Lasanti, so that's based on the Gemara Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Zayin. Now, the Mechaber says, Nusach is Lama L'Sagerim. If you look back at the Ramah in Hilchos Mila, the Ramah in Reish Samachay Sif Beis, says v'yesh cholkin, meaning v'yesh cholkin to say ala mila as opposed to lamo. So Chaim Kanievsky points out, the Mishnah Sagar quotes this, that even though the Ramah doesn't say that as well here, he's relying on what he wrote earlier, that Ashkenazim say ala mila as opposed to lamo as hager. Again, Mechaber Lamal, the Ramah Hilchos Mila says Ala Mila, and then presumably the Ramah means that here as well. And then the second bracha of Asher Kedushan Mitzvah Tzivanu Lamal Sagerim Lahatif Mehem Dam Bris, which is the Nusach that the Gemara has in Shabbos and Perek Blazid de Mila. Now the Rambam has a single bracha. The Rambam Mila Perek Gimel Halacha Dalid, Mila Perek Gimel Halacha Dalid. He fuses the two brachas. Asher Kedushan Mitzvah Tzivanu Lamal Sagerim Lahatif Mehem Dam Bris, Shalmalei Dam Bris Lanus Kaimu. So he doesn't have a separate bracha Lamal Sagerim, it's all one bracha Lamal Sagerim Lahatif Mehem Dam Bris. And that is performed over Lasiyasa. Okay, but the Rambam is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and we have two brachas. Okay, let's move on now to discuss Tevilas Geiris. The Rambam writes, Per Gidalit Yisurei Bi Halacha Hei. Yeah, this is the end of the Geiris process where we have the Hadassah Mitzvahs and the opportunity to change your mind. In Chazer Bava L'Rasa L'Kabel Halacha Darkos, if he decides, yeah, I've had it, you're right, I don't need this, goodbye, then we let him go home. But if he's makabel mitzvos and we're ready to do a geiris, then don't delay. Okay, if he needs atafi, do atafa. And then you wait until he has a refuah shleima from the mila, until he's physically able to go in the mikvah. And then we do the tefillah. That's what it says in Sif Aleph here in Shulchan Aruch, Reish Samaches Sif Aleph. Ger shenifna sechal Yisrael chayiv mila tefillah. In the first again, in the milas and makabes, the sky said with tefillas we discussed last time. Then the adas hamitzvos, and then the end of sif beis. So if he has a meal, we wait for him to have refuah shleima. V'achar kach matbilin oso tefila hogenes below chatzitza. Then we're matfil him a tefila hogenes without a chatzitza. Okay. So what are the parameters of this tevila? So the Gemara says, Adam Zayim Leveiz and Yavamas, B'makam Shenida Tavelas, Sham Ger Ve'Evin Meshukar Tavlin. So the mikvah that is used for Geirus has to be of the same standards as a mikvah for Anida, is a mikvah for Anida. Now, whatever mikvah is kasher for Anida is kasher for Geirus. There is a position in the Klali Hamila of Rabbi Gershom HaGozer, who's a Risham. So he has a position which is not called Shulchan Aruch, not called Halacha, that tefillas geirus has to be in a mayan and not a mikvah. So you need the mayan chayim, you need a mayan. Not quote a lalach, we don't pass them away, and we assume that a mikvah is sufficient. Then the Gemara says, there are men zayim and beis as well, kala chotzeitz betefillas nida, chotzeitz beger be'evim v'shocher. Whatever constitutes a chatzitza when it comes to tefillas nashim, when it comes to tefillas nida, is also a chatzitza for tefillas geirus. The Shach just writes here on these lines, Sifkat and Vav, Kwasa Gemara, V'chein Tzarech Mikvah, Kashil Tfilas Nida. Okay, so whatever is a Chatzitza for Nida is a Chatzitza for Geirus. Then the Ramah adds the following line, here in Sif Beis, V'yesh Omrim, Sheyigaleach Sa'arosav, that if a person is being tovel l'shem geirus, he has to shave his hair. V'yitol si parne yada v'raglav kodem tefillah, and he has to cut his fingernails and toenails before tefillah. Okay, so what is the nature of this giluach and etilas si parnayim? So the Shach writes over here, Sifkat din zayim mashma, Afilo ein chatzitza b'sarosav, that this practice of cutting off or shaving off her hair, it's beyond what's required for chatzitza. Kegon sheyachav v'yisrok heitei v'yagos mitzah sarosav akshur m'chosa said, that even if you're going to comb your hair properly, you're going to cut off any hair that doesn't belong that could potentially constitute a chatzitza, afal pike nigalea kol sarosav, this is a different din. Independent of chatzitza, you have to shave everything. Mishim shenich nasa klal yadus. V'chein kasav abach, the efshar din atila sayar begir, who al pi diver Moshe darshan, shevi rashi parshas baloscha, when it came to the Levium. V'chein amina gumumrim, kishachosim das Yisrael. So nothing to do with chatzitza. Even if it doesn't cast with chatzitza, you have to shave all your hair. And I'm not aware of any bet in the world that actually requires a total shaving of hair for Mila Shem Geiris. Yeah.
Would that include shaving a beard?
Yeah, everything.
Everything.
Like a mitzvah.
Wow.
But that's not common practice.
Mm-hmm. What common practice is just
to avoid any chatzitza. So whatever constitutes a chatzitza for Tefillas Nida, we consider the chatzitza for a gar. So for women would be something that they would have been properly trained for anyway, because if you learn Taras HaMishpach as part of the process, so you know what to expect. For a man, it's the only time that he's undergoing a real bona fide tefillah mikra din, unless you hold that tefillah Sarah Kibbutz mikra din.
Okay.
So then you have to be a little more conscious, because we don't usually think in those terms of chatzitzas for men. Okay, Pisklei Tshuva and Sifkatan Aleph quotes the following for the Red Vaz. Here we go. I am a Jewish Red Vaz. Shekasa divarech az shechiyanu. Deveos asha nigmar geruso. That when you go to the mikvah, shemekha shachiyanu. Also not common practice. If someone wants to buy a bag of chadash and say shachiyanu on that, if there is such a thing, so maybe you can do that. But her general practice is not to say shachiyanu alone on geirus. Okay. What about Tevilas Nashim? So the Gemara on Mem Zayin Rebeis has the following line. Isha Nashim Moshivos Asa B'mayim Atzavara. So when a woman is going to the mikveh for geirus, the woman places her in the water up to her neck. Ushnei tamidei chachamim otz, and two tamidei chachamim stand outside. Umodiyin asa mitzas mitzvos kalos, umitzas mitzvos chamuros, and they inform her of mitzvos hadasa mitzvos. So what is this line that nashim mashivas asa b'mayim atzavara mean? The Rambam writes as follows. The Rambam Perek Yudalet Alach Avav. V'shlosha omdin al gabav. Umodin oso mixas mitzvah kalim mixas mitzvah chamuras. Pam shnia. Fu omi b'mayim. That's for a man. V'im haisa isha. Nashim moshiva sasa b'mayim atzavara. V'adayana mi b'chutz. Umodin oso mixas mitzvah kalim mixas mitzvah chamuras. V'hi yoshavis b'mayim. So, if it's a man, the dayanim are in the room the whole time. If it's a woman, what does it mean, Moshiva Sasa? That the woman, the mikveh attendant, places the giyores in the water. The dayanim are standing outside. They do the odas ha-mitzvahs, and she's still in the water. And then she's tovelis in their presence. It sounds like then they come in to see her go under. And then they quickly turn their heads the other way to make sure that they're not going to see the woman come out of the water on the way up. So the Rambam presumably understood that the Moshivin of Samamayim isn't that the women are the ones who are there serving as a bezdin to see the tefila? They're putting her there to make sure that she's situated in a sanua fashion, that it's only her head coming out of the water. And then the dayanim are in the other room talking to her. They come in to see her go under, and then they leave before she comes out. That's what the Aruch HaLener points out on this Gemara Mem Zayin of the Beis. Because the Rambam adds the words that the dayanim are, that she's tovelis bifneihem. But if that wasn't the case, then what does it say, Moshivim b'mayim atzavara? If the dayanim don't have to be there at all, so then the women see everything, not just Moshivim ad savara. And that formulation of the Rambam is quoted lalacha here in the Mechaber Se'ef Beis. Isha Noshim Moshiva Sasa B'mayim Atzavara V'adayanim Yibachutz Modin Osam Nixas Mitzvah Chalas Chamuros V'hiyo Shevetz B'mayim Bachar Tavels B'fneihem V'heim Asirim P'neim V'yosim V'dei Shalir Osaki Shetala Min Ha'mayim. So writes in the Iri as well. Here are Memheim Veiz Dibur Maskel Goy Kvar V'yarni V'sha'af B'tfilas Isha Tzara Shlosha. You need a Bezim of three. Ela She'ena Shlosha V'ayin L'sham Achiyu Noshim Bo'osim M'shako Sasa. So the dayan don't walk into the room, into the mikvah, until the woman's already been properly placed in the water. So in the Meiri's formulation, the dayan walk into the room for the dasa mitzvos, v'tavel sagan v'fneihem, v'eim asirim p'neihem v'hochim lehem shalo yiruah k'she yotzes min amayim v'manichu nasa im anashim shebo ima. The Rav Avadya, Chelek Aleph, Yardaya, Simen Yates, Chelek Aleph, Yardaya, Simen Yates, the tshuva in which he addresses that when he got to Egypt, he saw that the practice there was that the dayanim were not in the room for Tfilas Nashim, and he found that halakhically improper, and he writes that he convinced them to change their practice. He explains that even though there's a Masechus Geirim, Perek Aleph Halacha Ches, that says Ha'ish Mapil Ha'ish Va'isha Es Ha'isha, doesn't mean that the woman is tovelis only in front of women, not in front of the dayanim. It means, as we just said, that the woman placed her in the mikvah before the dayanim come into the room. Because tefillah clearly has to be bifnei bezin. Ramosha has the famous tshuva, chayla dey simen kuf kavzayin, chayla dey simen kuf kavzayin, written to Dayan Rusnes from London. Whenever Rosh Hashanah quotes the tshuva, he always points out that in the printed Igros Moshe it says Dayan Rusnam and not Dayan Rusnas, because Rosh Hashanah says Rosh Moshe didn't know his name. I don't know if it means he didn't know his name or just the printer, there's a typo in the printing, but okay. So the tshuva to Dayan Rusnas, Rosh Moshe was asked about this kind of a situation. Can you have a setup where the dayanim are in the room adjacent to the mikvah for tefillas nashim and they don't see the tefillah? So Moshe says that doesn't make sense, because if it was the case that it wasn't absolutely necessary for dayanim to see the tefillah, so then how would we allow it at all? If there's no halakhic need, so that would be a total breach of nias. Elwad, it must be that that's li'ikuvah, that you have to see the woman go under. And otherwise, that's ma'akev. So lo mibai, if you hold like the round of the riff, that best is ma'akev for tefillah, so then obviously there's nothing to talk about. But even if you hold like Tosfos, that best isn't ma'akev for tefillah, but it's still a requirement l'chatfila. And if you're going to makel to not require bezin for tefillah, people are going to come to be makel to not require bezin for kabbalas on mitzvos either. Then he comes up with the chiddush that there are two elements that are required for the bezin for tefillah. Number one, they have to see it, and number two, they have to be in the same room. So even if they were to see it in a different room, through a door or something, that wouldn't work. Just like he assumes that whatever is considered sira for minyan purposes is if you're in a different room in such a way that you wouldn't be misarif to a minyan for darvish and kedusha, so whatever the pictures are, the gemara and erev and sadi beis, the small or the big room, that whatever the details are, so whatever is misura for a minyan would be mitzur for this purpose as well. So you think, so maybe you need both. Maybe you need the bezin to see it, but it's not enough to see it, they have to actually be in the room. I think someone had an article in one of the early Noahs who had suggested maybe you could see it through a video or something. You don't have to actually be present. So that Crunch of Moshe doesn't get off the ground. So if b'di'eved the bezin was in a different room, didn't see the tefillah, then Rav Moshe says that goes back to the machlokas we showed him, whether bezin l'tefillah is likuv or not, which is a sfeika l'dina. And therefore he concludes as follows: nimsa uvda zu shebezin hayu b'cheder acher v'lo roa tefillah v'isha she'amda b'shas tefillah amra b'kol ram Sheyishu avezin shebecheder acher shekvar tavla v'kol b'seder. So the mikveh attendant is the only one in the room that sees a woman go down, and she screams out to the dayanim, it's over. Nimsa shelo haisa yehudis eino klum l'kuliyama. So she's not Jewish at all. Lo mivai l'sov in the bayi bezin m'shas tefillah. Sha'afim hayu edim sheirim b'shas ha'tfil lo yaklo mishum shalinefshim b'shayu bezin sham kema shibachadar achim. So lo mibai, according to the Ram of the Rift, that bezin's ma'akev, clearly no good. They didn't see anything. And even if they saw through the door, maybe that's good enough. But even if you hold that you don't need Bezdin, like the Bali Tosfos, but he says underneath you need Edim, like the Sofer Shach, that Bezdin may not be the Kuv, you need at least two people who can say Edus, that there was a Geirus, that there was a Tvila. So here, you don't know that either. So, Rav Moshe says that even according to Tosfos, the Geirus wouldn't be good even with the Eved, because you need at least two Edim. So maybe if you had two people in the room instead of three, then it'd be worth to talk about with the Eved. But if you don't even have two, Rav Moshe says it doesn't get off the ground. No good even with the Eved. Piskei Tshuva here, Sipkat and Beis, quotes a Tshuva Parach Mati Aaron, Chelek Beis Simon and Aleph. Chelek Beis Simon and Aleph, who was asked the same kind of a Shaila. There's a woman who has been Megayer, and the law of the land was, or the rules in town, was they didn't allow men into the mikvah. It was a all-purpose mikvah that wasn't just used by the Jews, and they wouldn't allow men in. So the woman who went was Tavel Zbifnei Nashim, there's no Bezin at all. So the Parach Matei Aaron that the Piskei Tshuva quotes says you have to do a Geirus again, you have to go to the mikvah again with the Kabbalah Samitzus again. Because he just frames it in terms of whether Bezin is Ma'akev for Tefillah, and he thinks that Lamaisi have to be Machmir to let the Ram of the Rift that Bezin is Ma'akev for Tefillah. So if there wasn't a Bezin there, then it's at least a Machlokes Rishonim. He thinks you have to be Machmir to do another Tefillah L'shem Geirus. Now there is another Shuvin Ramosha, Chelek Gimel Yardeya Simon Kuf Yubeis, Chelek Gimel Simon Kuf Yubeis. Ramosha seems to take a more liberal position on this matter, which is a little bit hard to reconcile with the earlier Shuva. So there, he's talking about a case where one of the Dayanim did see. It was a narrow room, there wasn't enough room for everyone to stand, and therefore only one of the Dayanim actually saw what was going on. The other Dayanim heard the splash, only one Dayan saw the woman's head go down. So if you assume like Tosfos that Bezin is Ma'akev for Tefillah, says there's more to be made with that. Even if you assume like the Rif and the Rambam, so maybe there is enough of a umdana, the fact that they heard the splash, one of the people saw it, and they heard the splash, so there's enough there that that's considered that the Geirus was good. Right, there may be a position like that in Tosfos. Right, Tosfos Memheim Beis Mila Tavul and Idusa. Tosfos bothered, how does that work? You don't have a Beis Din. One of Tosfos' Tirutzim is V'yesh Mefarshim became the Yadua LaKol Shetov LaKila Omdim Shamdami. That is, there's an Anansadi, we know that she went down, so even if no one actually saw it, it's Kilu they saw it. So the Shuvas Bari Asad, Yoredei Asimin Reish Gimel, Yoredei Asimin Reish Gimel. So he was asked about such a situation where the Besen weren't able to see clearly that the woman was Toveles. He does quote this Tosfos, and it sounds like entertained, and maybe you could be maker. Rav Shmuel Salant, And we quoted last time Rav Shmuel Salant's tshuva to this Rabbi Hershowitz in Australia, Tshuvas Beis Avram. So last time we quoted him about Nil L'Shem Yadus, and that was Os Beis in the tshuva, and Os Aleph is about this issue. Be'inin Gioris, She'ein Rashus La'Nashim Likanes B'Beis Harchatza, so you don't allow men into the mikvah. Nachon ki nashim kshayras yelchu ma'isha shechafetz aliskai yirachare kabalasa das Yisrael v'chol pertah v'shlosh shechatim yelchum yelchu imayim b'tzavsa, as far as they're allowed to go. And then the woman's going to go, the woman will go in with the giyores, and she'll know that the talmid chacham are behind the wall and they'll hear what's going on, and then the mikvah attendant will tell the rabbanim that the tefillah was done properly. So Shmuel Salant is willing to be mekel where there's no other choice, to allow tefillah geiros under the circumstances. Rav Avadya concludes in the tshuva that we mentioned before. This is Os Yud Beis in Yavi Omer Yardeya Chelik Aleph 7 Yutes. So Rav Avadya writes, Vine, Alpha Pisha Yukama Nashim Adornim, Shehit Nagdula Zeb Chol Tokef. There are some modern people that are against Dayanim being present for Tefillas Nashim, Uba Bataina, Shein Zanah Behogen Lechavri Bezdim, Likanet Bebesa Tefillah Shal Nashim Bechals. Not right. Vishashish Isha Bemikva. It's only the doctors that we have no compunctions about them treating women. He writes, Todol Hashem Yisbarach, Itzlachti L'shachnei Abizes HaRaf HaRashi Mitam HaMelech, the government appointed rabbi in Cairo, the one who didn't even put on tefillin, Ad Sheheyed Shekeinogu Gan B'Kushta B'Yuras Turkiya U'Pakad U'Shamish Bezin L'Tzayis HaRasi U'Lamali Acher Devari Bezet. And that's what he did, starting with Yud Ches Cheshvan Tav Shin Ches 1947. He was able to change the practice in Cairo. So then he writes at the end of the tshuva Os Kaf, that bottom line, you can't, you have no right to be mekel l'chachila. It's one discussion if it was done by the eved, whether this is what to rely on. But l'chachila, to not have the dayanim present, it's not right. So how do you do it in a way that preserves tznius? One of two ways. Either you have a sheet that is spread out over the top of the water, and the only thing coming out of the sheet is the woman's head. So when the dayanim come into the room, they just see her head above the sheet, and then she dunks under the water, and the dayanim run out, so they see nothing. Or, Rav Avadya's other suggestion is to use a loose-fitting robe that is not considered a chatzitza. So both of these methods preserve tznius, so that the dayanim see nothing that they shouldn't be seeing, and the halacha can be properly followed. And that is generally the practice of what they did, either to use a sheet or to use a robe. In recent years, there's been more of a push in our what they did to go with the robe. So the Rabbi Willis practice is that the dayanim go in, and when the woman dunks under, the dayanim run out and slam the door, so that the woman hears the door slam and knows that it's safe to come out of the water. Just like the modern rabbis in Cairo 1948 were pushing that agenda to not have dayanim in the room for tefillas nashim, the modern rabbis the last couple of years have been pushing that same agenda anew. But that is a very big shiloh whether it works even b'di'evet. Rav Shapka is of the opinion that it's not good even b'di'evet. Maybe what to talk about b'di'evet, but definitely l'chachila, the appropriate practice is for the dayanim to be there in a way that totally preserves tznius. They're only there for the minimum amount of time necessary. They don't see anything other than the woman's head above the water. and then they leave before the woman comes out. Okay, we'll stop here. Our remaining topics are Ger Katan, and hopefully we'll get to Havchana, which I didn't get the last time I gave this shiur 2 years ago. So next week, we'll tomorrow. Try to finish up. I'm sorry, tomorrow, right. So tomorrow, tomorrow's Thursday. Yeah, tomorrow 3. Where's the show? And then next week.